Good morning. Good morning, Peter Starchev, Chancellor McCreath, members of the University Senate and Board of Governors, Elder Roland Duquette, representing the Indigenous leaders here, Dean Willoughby, graduates, distinguished guests, and families. Jill and I thank you for this honor. We are humbled and grateful. And thank you, Dean Willoughby, for that wonderful introduction. I want to pay a special tribute to my father, who was the entrepreneur who successfully started our radio station business 77 years ago. He gave me a lot of advice and tons of support. You know, it's a lot harder to start a business or start anything from scratch, and he did it. And it's easier to take a smaller business and make it in a bigger business. But he was the founder, and I am ever grateful. A big thankful to my brother Doug, and my partner Doug. Doug is the smartest radio guy in Canada. For example, he created number one radio stations in Regina first, then Saskatoon, then Calgary, then Ottawa, and then Edmonton. I was lucky to have such a smart father and smart brother. And many thanks to all the managers and staff at Rolco Radio who do a great job serving their communities. The best advice I ever had was from my father. He told me, the better you serve your community, the better you'll do. That's always been our mantra at our radio stations. Now, I have a chance, and I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. This will not be nearly as lofty as President Starchev just said, but here it is. My father taught me the power of advice. That was the key to our radio station's success, seeking out great people and asking for advice. I ask everyone for advice, and it's made us stronger. I ask Jill often for advice, and she's continually given me very wise, smart advice on our business and on life. I'm very lucky. The best thing about advice is you keep the power. What I mean by that is you don't have to take the advice, and everyone likes to give advice. And advice feels way better than being told what to do. So how do you know you're getting good advice? In order to weight advice highly, you need three things. First of all, the person you're getting the advice from has to be smart. Secondly, they have to know a lot about the subject. And thirdly, they have to have your best interest at heart. If they're smart and don't know a lot about the subject, the advice may not be helpful. If they don't have your best interest at heart, then you can't trust the advice. I'll give you an example. My nephew came to me for advice. He was trying to decide between two careers, a CMA or a CFA. Well, I had two out of three. I was kind of maybe smart, and I certainly had his best interest at heart, but I didn't know much about the subject. So I lined him up with my chief financial officer, who is smart, knows a lot about the subject, and I told him to care a lot because it was my nephew. Many of you will be figuring out what career to choose. Well, seek advice and remember my three components to weight the advice highly. You'll be asking your parents or friends. I know they are smart and have your best interest at heart, but they may not know a lot about the choices. Another source is current or past professors who are smart. They do know a lot about the subject, and I know they'll have your best interest at heart. So here's a bit more of career advice. Everyone says when choosing a career, do what you love. I agree, but you'll have a happier life if you choose what you love and what you're good at. If you love it but you're not good at it, that's a tougher life. So don't be afraid to change your career. And here's a bit more advice about that. Try and find a great boss, a boss who challenges you, teaches you, and inspires you. And later in your career, be a great boss. At our company, we believe a great boss is demanding and caring. Every graduate here today should have a lot of confidence. Most of you are from Saskatchewan. When companies are looking for great employees, you know, they know that if you're from Saskatchewan, you know how to work hard. And all of you have a great degree from this highly respected university. So I want to tell you, have more confidence. If you could see yourselves the way I see you, actually I can't really see you with these lights, if you could see yourselves the way I see you and the way almost everyone else sees you, you would have even more confidence. So here's one more quick story. Many years ago, I was a member of an organization called the Young Presidents Organization. There were about 10 of us went on a retreat. There was a facilitator who said, the first thing we're going to do is go around the room to each of you, and everyone is going to say what they admire about that person. Then we'll move to the next person, and everybody will take a turn saying what they like about that person. Well, I thought, what the heck? This is phony baloney stuff. What's the point of doing this? Then about after 6 or 7 people, they got to me, and they started saying nice things about me. I couldn't believe it. It felt wonderful. Here was a bunch of guys who barely knew me saying how much they admired me. It was a huge confidence booster, even though they were all told to do it. It was a real lesson. So believe it when you hear good things about yourselves. It's true. Jill and I are very grateful for the good fortune of having been born and raised in this amazing province of Saskatchewan. Jill's family are fourth generation farmers near Redverse, Saskatchewan. Jill's father, Chris Suter, started Agribition in Regina over 50 years ago, which has grown to become the most successful livestock show in Canada. And my family has an ongoing connection to Saskatchewan, obviously due to the radio station business, but there are now fourth generation Rawlinsons spending summers in Waskasoo. More about Saskatchewan. The people of Saskatchewan are generous. Our radio stations have raised a lot of money for good causes, but we are just the conduit. It's the people of Saskatchewan who make the donations. The future of Saskatchewan is bright, and the province needs people like you that are smart and well-educated. We are pleased and proud of the number of Indigenous students graduating this year, and we hope that all graduates here today will build your lives and careers in Saskatchewan. So in closing, Jill and I are truly grateful to receive these honorary degrees. Thank you, University of Saskatchewan. Thank you, Edwards School of Business. And we wish each of you graduates much success in your future careers and personal lives.
And I want to thank you all as well. It's a truly true honor. We're so grateful for this extraordinary recognition and award, and especially to include me. And I, from this extraordinary university, it really is a wonderful thing. And I'll just leave you with something that I say a lot, especially to my family, to our family, to our wonderful children and our dear, dear grandchildren. Every time they're going out the door, I say, never give up. And that's what I say to you, never give up. Thank you.